With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. Foreigners who are allowed to come to the United States without a visa could soon be required to submit much more information. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The Trump administration is proposing a plan that would require foreigners to provide information about their social media, email accounts, and extensive family history to the Department of Homeland Security before being approved for travel. The announcement refers to travelers from more than three dozen countries who take part in the visa waiver program, and it's part of the president's stepped-up monitoring of international travelers and immigrants. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Republican strategist Aaron McGuire lists the number one item on the GOP's to-do list.
So it's up to Republicans now to make sure that they are not losing that steam when it comes to delivering. It means talking about no tax on tips. It means talking about no tax on Social Security and overtime. It means talking about the economic engine that's being produced, because no longer are the American people buying that this is Joe Biden's economy or Democrats' fault. They're going to blame the party in power.
McGuire spoke with the Salem Radio Network. Getting trapped in quicksand is the stuff of old movies and TV shows, but it really did happen to one unfortunate hiker in Utah's Arches National Park. Grand County first responder John Marshall says the hiker tried to dig himself out with a shovel, but sank even deeper, just like on TV.
We laid the ladder down, brought out the traction boards, were able to lay those down, and now we had a firm platform in which we could work from. And we were collectively able to dig faster than Mother Nature could try to refill in the hole.
An Arctic air blast is sweeping south from Canada, spreading into the northern U.S. Meanwhile, residents of the Pacific Northwest are bracing for possible mudslides and levee failures as floodwaters recede. This is SRN News. A victory for girls' sports in Colorado.
A settlement has been reached between several districts and the Colorado High School Activities Association that will allow those districts to keep boys off their girls' sports teams and out of girls' locker rooms. The CHSAA has been threatening to ban all teams from those districts from playing sports unless they embrace the LGBT agenda. The U.S. Supreme Court is about to hear arguments on two state bans on males and female athletics. Michael Harrington reporting.
Christianity continues to wane in the United Kingdom. In 2020, the Christian share of the UK's population was less than half, while the share of the religiously unaffiliated increased to 40%. And now there are reports of people turning to an ancient British history, folklore, and nature as sources of spiritual nourishment. Stone circles such as Stonehenge are becoming pilgrimage sites again. This is SRN News. Education Secretary Linda McCannon says President Trump is attacking a failing American education system.
This is not acceptable. We cannot be seeing not only what we see across the country, but also where we fall on international rankings.
Today is Wreaths Across America Day. Military Affairs Analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis.
What this does is to remind all Americans that freedom is purchased by the sacrifice of ordinary citizens who've been willing to answer the call. And of course, today we have a volunteer force, and we depend upon them to do the hard work of defending our interests here at home and abroad.
Donated green Christmas wreaths with distinctive red bows are set at the gravesites by both families and volunteers to honor those lives who have served our nation. More details, SRNnews.com.